Hello, I'm Sarah Robinson, and I'm going to talk to you about freediving. Today, freediving is an extreme sport which is very popular all around the world. However, the origins of freediving go a long way back in history, about 4,000 years in fact, when people used to dive for pearls and to catch fish to eat. So, what is modern freediving exactly? Also called breath hold or apnea, it is the art of diving without any breathing equipment. It's a sport which sets records for the deepest dive and the longest time somebody holds their breath. There are a lot of talented freedivers, but one of the world's most successful and most popular is Tanya Streeter. Tanya grew up in Grand Cayman, an island in the Caribbean Sea, so of course she spent a lot of her childhood snorkeling and looking at the fish and other sea life. She used to love diving as deep as possible, looking for rocks and shells. Then, in 1997, Tanya did an introductory class on freediving. She found out that she was really good, so decided to carry on with it. Within months, she started to enter competitions. In 1998, she set the World Women's No Limits record with a dive of 113 metres off the coast of the Cayman Islands. She went on to set many more records after that. Although freediving is a really exciting sport, it can also be very dangerous. Not breathing for a very long time can cause damage to your brain. Freedivers have to learn the right breathing techniques, but they also have to be extremely physically fit. Most freedivers have a very hard training schedule. Tanya, for example, spends 2 hours every day either running or riding a bike. She then dives and swims in the pool for another 3 hours. Of course, if you want to take up freediving, I'm not suggesting you take it quite so seriously at first. You may not ever want to enter any competitions, and you certainly don't have to start off in the sea. The first thing you should do is to have professional classes to learn about safety. You'll need to find a swimming pool that offers these. You should also get as fit as possible. You'll then find out that freediving is a really wonderful way to experience the underwater world. Hello, I'm Sarah Robinson, and I'm going to talk to you about freediving. Today, freediving is an extreme sport which is very popular all around the world. However, the origins of freediving go a long way back in history, about 4,000 years in fact, when people used to dive for pearls and to catch fish to eat. So, what is modern freediving exactly? Also called breath hold or apnea, it is the art of diving without any breathing equipment. It's a sport which sets records for the deepest dive and the longest time somebody holds their breath. There are a lot of talented freedivers, but one of the world's most successful and most popular is Tanya Streeter. Tanya grew up in Grand Cayman, an island in the Caribbean Sea, so of course she spent a lot of her childhood snorkeling and looking at the fish and other sea life. She used to love diving as deep as possible, looking for rocks and shells. Then, in 1997, Tanya did an introductory class on freediving. She found out that she was really good, so decided to carry on with it. Within months, she started to enter competitions. In 1998, she set the World Women's No Limits record with a dive of 113 metres off the coast of the Cayman Islands. She went on to set many more records after that. Although freediving is a really exciting sport, it can also be very dangerous. Not breathing for a very long time can cause damage to your brain. Freedivers have to learn the right breathing techniques, but they also have to be extremely physically fit. Most freedivers have a very hard training schedule. Tanya, for example, spends 2 hours every day either running or riding a bike. She then dives and swims in the pool for another 3 hours. Of course, if you want to take up freediving, I'm not suggesting you take it quite so seriously at first. You may not ever want to enter any competitions, and you certainly don't have to start off in the sea. The first thing you should do is to have professional classes to learn about safety. You'll need to find a swimming pool that offers these. You should also get as fit as possible. You'll then find out that freediving is a really wonderful way to experience the underwater world.